All right, I am back in the office today, and today I am showing you three hidden turn-ons that modern men do not even know exist. Now, why is this video important? Number one, this is important because if you actually understand these things, you have an advantage compared to the majority of all other men, and that's very important because you want an advantage in life. The second reason why it is important is because it is getting more competitive out there than it ever has been, okay? And number three, the third reason why this is important is because if you actually master this, you're going to look like a true man's man, and this is very important. Now, as always, some of these turn-ons are going to piss you off because they're harsh, bitter truths, and they're also going to piss you off because you probably are going to see a lot of past circumstances in your life where you screwed up the attraction, right? Or you screwed up what could have been, right? Or you screwed up what could have been a good situation with a woman. However, in life, wisdom only comes from your failures and learning from them. Nobody wakes up every single day and does everything correctly, myself included. So keep that in mind. Now, number one, the very first turn-on that modern men do not know exists, which is why I call this a hidden turn-on, is going to be being degenerate. This is going to be harsh and bitter truths that you have to understand, and I do not condone being degenerate. I'm not condoning your own degeneracy, but one thing I do condone is telling the truth of what women are actually attracted to. And here's what you're going to notice. If you walk into a bar, if you walk into a house party, if you walk into a club, I am going to be breaking down for you exactly what happens when the guy is willing to not give a damn, let loose, act degenerate even, right in front of her and not care how he appears whatsoever. Here's what happens and why this is so attractive and even arousing to women, okay? I don't condone this behavior, but I will tell you the truth. When you are degenerate, I don't care if you smoke too much, you drink too much, you're running around the town, you're doing this, you're doing that, you haven't took a shower in 2 days, you're wearing a tank top that looks like it's from 1995, and you just don't give a shit. Here's what happens. She looks at you, and you become the problem that she wants to fix. You become the problem that she wants to solve. This is the first element or the first aspect of the female nature arousal that you're now stimulating is being the problematic man who creates that emotional tension and now there's something she wants to solve. You're like a puzzle piece. You're like a puzzle piece she wants to figure out. Well, why does he do that stuff? Why does he act like this? Why doesn't he fit in like everybody else and take a shower and wear really good cologne and all of a sudden he looks good and he smells good and he walks the right way and he is a good boy just like everybody else? That's the first thing, is the problem she wants to fix. Now, what does that stem into? That stems into the next element. You are now the self-destructing asshole who needs help. She is going to look at you and her feminine nurturing spirit comes out. She wants to all of a sudden be extremely nurturing and give you that femininity. And what you're going to notice is she literally looks at you and she goes, "How can I help this guy? How can I make sure he's not so rough around the edges? How can I make sure that, you know what, he has better manners? How can I make sure that he does everything by the book and is a good boy who just sits there and does exactly what he should do?" You are now the self-destructing asshole who she wants to help fix. This brings out her natural feminine nature. Now, this stems into the next element. Majority of women desire to change a man from a rugged man's man to a teddy bear. Now, the second that you allow this to happen is when she leaves your ass, and it will never work out. But this is what you have to know, okay? This whole element of like, oh, he's just the guy who screams a bunch of shit, and he acts like this problematic asshole who's like self-destructing practically. Whether you think that that's good or bad doesn't matter. The fact is you're going to notice she gravitates towards that guy. She desires to fix him or change him. She believes that there's something wrong with him. And she naturally thinks that she's better in a way where she can help him. Now she's going to gravitate towards him. This is the first hidden attraction secret that modern men are unaware of. Okay, number two, this is gonna actually make you laugh, okay? The second hidden attraction secret is demonstrating competency with unique skills. Now, why am I saying this? That's the whole correct version where it's like, oh, demonstrating competency with unique skills. Look how articulate and full of wisdom Casey is. Wow, look at those big words that he says. Oh my gosh, he's like a walking encyclopedia. Okay, now we're gonna take this to a little bit easier to digest and to understand. What you could also call point number two would be this, okay? In life, you want to run races that you know that you can win. if you are a sprinter, you have no business being in the mile. If you're a sprinter, you have no business being in the 1600 meter run, right? If you're a 400 runner, you could maybe dabble and run the 800, but it's not in your best interest. You want to run races that you know that you can win. So here's what I can tell you, okay? Women are situational, so their attraction is poachable, which means if she walks into a new environment under new circumstances, even if you are the top dog, there is different men who are able to basically steal the attraction away from what you had going for you and take it. Okay, so here's what I mean by this. If you're a multimillionaire and she comes up to you and goes, baby, will you go swing dancing with me? I want to go swing dancing. I think we should go swing dancing. If she does that and if she says that and you don't know how to swing dance, I don't care if you're a multimillionaire. I don't care if you're 6'5". I don't care if you're super cool with 30 million Instagram followers. Guess what's going to happen? As soon as you walk in there, all of a sudden Tom and John and Henry are literally about to steal your girl away. Because they know how to swing dance and you don't. Which is why I'm telling you, you want to run races that you know that you can win. Majority of women, if you actually pay attention, women will literally laugh at guys who suck at things. If you go out and you try something and you completely just suck at it, they laugh at you. They think it's funny. They think that you don't know what you're doing. They think that you don't have competency. And the reason why this is something that modern men need to digest and modern men need to understand is because majority of men have hidden talents, right? But they're playing the same rat race game as everybody else. And what I mean by that is they're chasing the next dollar, they're chasing the next paycheck, they're chasing the next way that they can buy bigger, badder things that look cooler, and that's the same game as everybody else plays. I will give you some examples, okay? The same rules apply as in high school. In high school, if you're the star quarterback, you're going to attract some girls. In high school, if you are, let's say, what's another sport? If you are the star basketball player, you're going to attract girls. However, if you take that basketball player and you go put him on the football field, he's essentially ineffective. The same works for the quarterback. If you go put him on the basketball court, he's essentially ineffective. You run races that you know that you can win. So that way, when women are around you, they are seeing competency. They are seeing skill. They are seeing you running the races that you know that you can win. I will give you some examples. Me, I'm very good at two things. And these are very good first dates for me that I like to do. Okay. The first thing is I'm good at lifting weights. So if I go take a girl to the gym with me and we go do a leg day, I'm going to look smart. I'm going to look like I know what I'm doing. I'm going to look like I have good form. I'm going to look strong. I'm going to look like I know how to help her structure her workouts. The whole thing is going to be smooth. And then she's going to text me and she's going to go, oh my gosh, I'm so sore from the workout. That was so good. I wish you were my trainer every single day. Well, okay, now I literally look like a genius. The second thing I'm good at is jet skiing. So I put hundreds of hours on jet skis growing up. If I take a girl jet skiing and we're ripping around and it's fun and we're going fast and she has a big rush of adrenaline and it's super fun, that is something I'm good at. So stick to what you're good at. Demonstrating competency. The things that I'm good at, you're probably not going to be good at. And the things that you're good at, I'm not going to be good at. It goes both ways. Demonstrate competency. It is super important. And last but not least, number three. This is so important because men don't realize how stressed oftentimes women are. The third hidden attraction skill that women need from modern men that all modern men are lacking is calming her natural anxiety. Calming her natural feminine anxiety. You have to understand that when a woman does anything, walks down the street, walks to go get groceries, she's constantly looking around going, am I safe? Is it good to cross the street? Is there anything bad over here? Is there any danger over here? Their natural biology or whatever you want to call it, right? I'm not a scientist. Right, I don't look like a scientist, do I? Right, I'm not a scientist, but like the natural way of like the feminine nature, right? They're going to be anxious. They're going to think, oh, is this man strong enough to protect me? Am I safe in this circumstance? Is my anxiety calmed? Here's what I'm going to tell you. A lot of the other, I'm not going to like disrespect anybody else's content, but I'm just saying a lot of the other content on different social media platforms that I've seen, a lot of times guys who are talking about this stuff, they only take it at surface level. So one of my goals this year, personally, as a man, my goal is to teach at a deeper level on this channel for you guys. My goal is to teach at a deeper level. So what that means, the first way that I'm going to teach at a deeper level is by explaining things differently that you have not yet heard before. If I'm telling you that the third hidden attraction secret is calming her natural anxiety, first we have to look at why men can't do this properly. on the surface level, what other content creators will tell you on the internet or what other people are going to say is they're going to say women pull away when men show emotional weakness. Okay, this was supposed to be like quotation marks, emotional weakness. But this is surface level. Emotional weakness, there's a deeper level meaning to it, and I'm going to explain it at a better level. If we cross out the word here, emotional weakness, right, that will turn them off too, but we look at the reason why. We go a layer deeper. We peel it back a layer. On the surface level, if you're showing emotional weakness, needing a relationship, being needy, wanting to hold her hand, desiring intimacy, trying to see her all the time, and trying to form this big connection and this big relationship, let's explain this a better way. What does that actually mean? The way that I'm going to describe this, instead of showing emotional weakness, what you are really doing is you are actually making her feel unsafe. So what I want you to do is think about that in your head, right? Feeling unsafe. You need the woman to feel safe around you. So let me give you an example. If you're the super nice guy and you're super pleasing, she feels unsafe with you, right? Women feel safer with a trained MMA fighter who's a total badass stud. They feel safer around that guy than the nice guy who's super pleasing. Now, your logical brain sits there and goes, well, I'm so nice, she should feel safe around me. No, you actually are a threat. You're a threat because you can't protect, you can't stand up for her. When she's around you, she doesn't think that you'd do anything if danger happened. And you're not under the right circumstances. So when you talk to women, you want to speak in a tone that is calm, rational, masculine. Okay, if you're naturally a high-strung person, the first way you can fix this is by just speaking 20% slower. She feels like you now have frame control. So the third thing that modern men don't understand and they don't do well is calm a woman's natural feminine anxiety. On the surface level, people say, oh, you're showing emotional weakness. If you take that a step deeper, you're actually making the woman feel unsafe. You need to make sure that the woman always feels safe when she's around you. So let me give you an example how to tie that in. Desiring a relationship equals a man seeking emotional reassurance. If you desire a relationship, you're literally seeking emotional reassurance. Now she feels unsafe. She's going to sit there and go, why does he need emotional reassurance? Why is he weak? I feel unsafe around him because he's needy and he's clingy. His internal emotions are not under control. Therefore, he needs somebody. And she's going to totally get turned off by it. And I can't control any of these things. This is just how the world of Mother Nature works. And it took me 10 years every single day of figuring this stuff out. So that way I can give back to you guys at a deeper level. If you like this video, I want you to do one thing. I want you to go down below. I want you to click the link in the description. And I want you to check out the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar that I made for you, because inside of that, some of these concepts that I just talked to you about today, we take those at an even deeper level, and you can copy paste them into your dating life to get results at a way quicker pace compared to majority of all other men out there. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.